Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Cole, Professor Emeritus, Agriculture Economics, Virginia Tech, Blacksburg, Virginia, and Academic Hall of Famer. Welcome to another edition of the Ag Globetrotter. The theme is Northwest Cyber Tour. Northwest Farm Credit's Ag Outlook Conference this year was conducted from Cyberville as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Eric Snodgrass, also known as Eric the Weather Guy, and I engaged with farmers and ranchers and other folks representing the agribusiness community on a recent four-day tour of Montana, Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. Eric's predictions, as usual, were spot on in predicting a blizzard in Montana and much-needed snowfall in the western mountains. The participants' polls found different perspectives concerning actions taken in business, family, and personal life for resiliency and agility when compared to polls from previous years. Nearly 70% of the respondents in Oregon and 55% in Idaho were re-examining business, family, and personal goals. The polls found that almost 70% of the participants from Washington and Idaho were focusing on building working capital and cash, with 55% of the respondents in Montana the number one ranking for actions to improve resiliency and agility was building working capital and cash. These rankings were very appropriate for this time of year. Usually the dark, short days at the end of the year are a good time to reflect and set the course for next year. The key is to write down no more than three business, family, and personal goals. Some producers have expanded their goals to include mental, physical, and spiritual well-being to balance life's journey. When examining working capital, there are several questions for critical analysis that must be answered. Did the increase in working capital occur through profits or the sale of capital assets to replenish the war chest? Or was the working capital enhanced through a restructure or refinance of debt? What was the reason for the debt restructure? What strategies will be pursued and used to preserve financial liquidity? Participants were focusing on refining budgets, the cost of production, and break-even calculations. This will be a high priority, particularly if government payment spigot is not as generous or if local value-added opportunities are expanding, which was a high priority in Montana and Idaho. Surprisingly, over one quarter of the participants in all four states were zeroing in on budgeting for family living expenses. As always, Eric and I enjoyed our Cyberville events, but missed the people and the beauty of the great Northwest landscape. Perhaps we will see you another year.